The tiny caravan of ancient astrologers and wise oracles is still far to the east as the cry of a baby splits the cold night air. A cry loud enough to ring the ears of the mother and father in the manger, but a cry loud enough, too, to be heard around the world. But the effects of the cry seem to have been heard first by a lowly band of shepherds out watching their sheep that night. Not to a waiting court of kingly kings or to a royal pageantry, but heard first by the lowly, the humble, and the last any would expect to be tasked with telling the world of the arrival of God on earth. This meditation from Luke chapter 2 will follow the humble shepherds on their passage that evening. Those shepherds, as they were the first to receive the birth announcement, the first to open it, and the first to share it. The lowly shepherds. So to begin, allow your eyes to move from open into a soft gaze to now closed. As you receive this gift of meditation for the next 15 minutes or so, an offering, if you will, to encounter God through the story of the shepherds. Begin to take note of your pulse slowing and your breathing becoming more relaxed as you begin to encounter God at loving rest within you. Center on this place of joy, this time of announcement, in this present moment, seeing God's Spirit and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from Isaiah chapter 40. As I lead us, respond simply, Heavenly Father, let me proclaim this thing that has happened. How beautiful and delightful on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Heavenly Father, let me proclaim this thing that has happened. Who announces peace, who brings good news of great things. Heavenly Father, let me proclaim this thing that has happened. Who announces salvation, who says to all who will hear, your God now reigns. So Heavenly Father, let me proclaim this thing that has happened. Continue to breathe, ponder, and reflect on this thing that has happened. This night, when we all know that God becomes a man. Rest here as you silently whisper, Heavenly Father, let me proclaim this thing that has happened. Continue now in silence as you become more aware of and reflect upon this incarnation, this miracle as God steps out of eternity into our time. How are you aware of the presence of God right now? With your eyes still closed, what do you hear? Do you feel? What do you experience around you that helps you center on the reality of the present incarnate God? Take several moments to note what in your present environment reminds you of the revealed presence of Christ. Avoid words. Just examine your emotions and senses in this time of reflection as you imagine this thing that has happened. Are you aware of any drifting thoughts pulling you away from this event? Well, don't give them power by dwelling on them. They aren't of God. So let them drift by out of view. Center instead on the blessing of being present in the presence of the Christ child, mindful of being able to even whisper his name as you look into the very eyes of God. Center too on your breathing. Each peaceful, deep, full belly breath filling you with expectation and hope. Thoughts of doubt, shame, or unworthiness may float by. That's fine. But let them just drift up and away with no attention given to them. Center your thoughts to seeing the Christ, thoughts of encountering God. Take several moments now practicing letting your mind return from doubt to divine, from questioning to wanting to tell the world of this thing you have seen. Listen carefully to this letter now, written by Luke. As you rest in the presence of your Lord and the Savior of the world, savor each word for you through the Holy Spirit. From Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 21, from the English Standard Version. The story begins that in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. What emotions were stirred within you? Did you hear something fresh or familiar or something new, perhaps? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute and contemplate the incarnation, the embodiment of God into the form of a baby. Let this be your reflection for the next minute. The story continues that then the angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." You know the shame of shepherding. Surely no young boy grew up wanting to be a shepherd. It was a lonely profession. Long days and longer nights, solitude filled with little more than the cries of sheep. But rest here now as a shepherd, listening instead to the cries of heaven. Lift your head to the multitude of heavenly hosts singing to you, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Let their chorus of praise be your contemplation. story continues. That when the angels went away from them into heaven, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary, she treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. What did you encounter in this passage? What emotions and feelings did it stir? Ponder that. Stay here resting in imaginative contemplation as you wander through this cold night towards the manger cry, leaving your flocks to search out a single baby. Is there a candle in the manger? A lantern? Or is the scene lit only by the moon, the stars, and the heavenly host? Feel your emotions and creep closer to see this thing that has happened. Feel your emotions explode as you realize you must now tell the world of this thing that has happened. So take this minute now as a time of contemplation to reflect on the gift of being the first to see and the first to share. Stay here in this present moment, centering on that gift of seeing and proclaiming this thing that has happened. Become more aware and humbled as you ponder the child. Imagine what his life will be like ahead of him. Savior of the world, Savior of you. Be mindful, too, of others you may meet along the way, searching for the Christ child. How can you invite them to walk with you to discover the Christ? Who will you tell first? How? When? And where? And what will their response be? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, watch with great expectation for moments to proclaim Jesus, to share him in all of his glory, to intentionally share this thing that has happened that will bring all to encounter the face of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you now to accept that to you a child is born, to you a son is given. May the birth of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the divine encounter with your Heavenly Father be that which sustains you now and always. Amen.
Rejoice, all you have seen God's light. No dreadful cloud shall defeat your sight, for Christ has shown himself to you in cleanest line and brightest hue. Yes, Christ has shown himself. sign of God's good providence, that one day in a conquered land, beneath King Herod's heavy hand, the unborn light took fleshly clothes, and barren Israel bore a rose. Rejoice, all true life.